coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says wisdom is judged of our children. Okay? If you're a child of wisdom, wisdom knows you. And it expresses itself in you. Hallelujah. That's why some of us are called brainwashed. They say, well, you don't ask questions. They just tell you this, you just accept. We ask intelligent questions. And when we ask questions, there are answers. There are intelligent answers. And we're guided of the Holy Ghost. And that's why you see us always moving forward and upwards. Why the other guy that thinks we are foolish, the same way he was 5 years ago, when you see him now, he's still like that. And he's happy. Say, I'm constant. No, you've seen them. They have been in... Hold on. Someone has been in a particular house for 10 years. And he's happy. Say, I've been in this house for 10 years. Nobody's going to move me. No, nobody will move you. Remain there. Even if you built the house, what are you doing there for 10 years? It's not a pride. You have become landlord of the street. I'm the first person to come to this street. Is that where your life wants to end up? No, I believe in progress. I'm the first person that I came to this street 18 years ago. When I started, when I entered here, they hadn't even started it. Okay, now you're welcome. They should name the street after you. This world is big, brother. See, that's why I love the words of Caleb. He said, let's go up at once. Let's take the land. He says, now therefore, give me this mountain. Make progress. Don't remain there year after year, year after year, year after year. Until they start describing your house with that curtain. The children that were like this, they are now like this. They know that house with that front curtain. Say, not me.
Not me.
Hallelujah. There's a time for everything. I believe in change.
I believe in change.
Change is growth. Not change for change's sake. And then you change and things are going bad. No, change, but upward. Progress. That's what I like. Move, glory to God. You just keep moving. You just keep moving. In your life. Upgrade your life and upgrade the lives of others. I mean, if you've been staying there, after some time you say, I think my cousins, all your cousins have come there. They have now entered the house. They are growing up with you. Say, all of you, you take this house. I'm moving to another one. They say, hey, how? Say, by the faith of God. Give them this one. Move to another one. Instead of getting angry with them, say, now, there were only five of us here when you all came. 3 years ago, More of you have entered. Now we are 18 of us inside this house. I'm tired. You people should go. I'm tired. Everybody leave me alone. I'm tired. Don't complain of them. Complain of yourself. Ask yourself, since you brought in new people, why are you not accepting progress? Say, I accept progress. I have received them and I am moving forward. That is it. Through faith we understand that the aeons were framed by the word of God, by the rhema of God. You get into your room, release the rhema. Start framing your aeon. Frame your aeon. Frame it in your room right there. Frame your aeon. And do you know you've been framing your aeon? You see, don't talk defeat. Don't talk failure. Don't talk defeat. Don't talk failure. Be a pace setter in life. Are you hearing me? Be a pace setter. Be a history maker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're set for something, right? Success only. How many of you believe in success only? Hallelujah. I believe in absolute success. Now, you know, human experience says you win a few, you lose a few. Sometimes up and sometimes down. They say, let's be realistic. And what they mean by being realistic is to follow the pattern in the world. Follow the pattern of things in the world. This is what my grandfather met. This is what my father met. This is what I've met. And this is what my children will meet. Is that what your life is? The Bible says follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Considering the end of that conversation, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. See that? You don't follow, you know, you don't follow the voice of failure. Don't follow the voice of failure. What mark are you going to make in the world? Because you came. What's going to happen? Because you came. What changes will be experienced? Because you came. Don't pass through this world for nothing. Hear me? Remember years ago, while studying, reading the scriptures, I was writing some things in my small diary. I wrote, I was born as an answer to the cry of millions. You know what it means to say that? And to mean it? That's the way I want you to think. You talk like that. You think like that. Never think like someone who needs anything. Jesus had no sense of need. He had no sense of lack. He had no sense of need. Cultivate that mentality. Come to that point in your life. How'd you get there? Through the word of God. Through your understanding. See, because the Bible says, the world is yours. That's the scripture. The world is yours. So what else? What do you want? If the world is yours. They say, yes, that's aside. I understand that. But, oh, Father. So then what are you asking for? Instead of saying, oh Lord, I need so amount of, I need so amount, say, Father, I got all the money I need in the name of Jesus. Because he said, my God shall supply. Listen, did you notice? Paul didn't say, my God shall supply all my need. He didn't say, my God shall supply all our need. He said, my God shall supply all your need. About himself, he said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be independent of circumstances. Independent of circumstances. He wasn't saying, oh, God, supply all my need. Have a new thinking. Everything I ever require is available to me. Say it with me, come on. Now, we're not making that up. That's scripture. The Bible says that he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge. Hallelujah. All things that pertain to life and godliness, he's given to us. All things that pertain to life and godliness. So have a great life, an exceptional life. Come on. I'm a winner every day. Yeah. I'm a winner every day. Every day. You know, as a father, that's in my prayer. Father, I thank you. All my adversaries are paralyzed. Sombaragaya. All my adversaries and enemies round about me are paralyzed. And my head is lifted above them all. That's what I say. Because that's what I found out. I found out. The Bible says, when my enemies and my foes came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. They stumbled and fell. That is what is written concerning them. They are history. They stumbled and fell. So once the man declares himself to be an adversary, his future was written long ago. He has to fulfill the rest of it. To stumble and what? Fall. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 812 851 9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki Lovewood Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyo Fuel Station, Shisco Bus Stop, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 812 851 9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.